I was at the men's warehouse with my dad. I don't remember exactly how old I was, probably 3 or 4. I don't remember exactly why I was there or why I couldn't be with my mom instead. Actually, I don't really remember if my mom was there or not. All I remember is the sheer, gigantic size of the clothing racks around me, and in the middle of the forest of suits, a fittingly gigantic mirror. I caught the mirror out of the corner of my eye. I remember thinking that there was another little girl there, and that maybe I could talk with her about the weirdness of Men's Warehouse. Once I got closer, I realized that there was no other girl. She was me. I stared at myself for a long time. It wasn't that I was a narcissistic child, even though I was pretty cute. I just didn't know what to think. After a while, staring at myself made little to no sense. That girl didn't feel like me. What was she doing there? I had to consciously keep reminding myself, "That's you, Chloe. It's just you." Nonetheless, the realization of my existence in the middle of Men's Warehouse was freaking me out. I know this all probably sounds strange, but let me try to explain. It's impossible to see yourself at all hours of the day. Most of the time, you're consumed in your own thoughts, interactions with people around you, and the tasks that you have to accomplish. Even when you get yourself ready in the morning, you don't really think much about your reflection and what it means. But when you catch yourself at the very right moment and pay attention to your own physical self, it dawns on you that you exist. You realize that this is what everyone else sees of you. No one can read your thoughts or know exactly what's going on in your life. All people can see is you and your actions. This would be scary if it weren't for the fact that you have complete control of yourself. You have a body. You're capable of carrying out actions of which you choose. You're capable of making a difference. You matter simply because your mind is located within a functioning, complex organism. You could just be floating around as a lifeless entity or be a bacterium incapable of basic emotions and thought. But no, you're a human. You have the ability to accomplish anything that you set your mind to. And all of this can be realized just by simply looking into the mirror. Now, I didn't make these conclusions when I was 3 inside of Men's Warehouse in the South Hills. I've realized this after years of similar occurrences and heavy contemplation. Little 3-year-old me, after realizing her existence, just looked at her reflection and smiled.